Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's little Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. And don't forget to check out all the other things, including the body of work that Jeff Sabar has contributed to us over the years. You can find his suite of content right there on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hey, Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about gear. We're talking about technology. We're talking about the stuff that keeps us connected, and it's just getting so much easier, so much handier, so much cooler, the stuff that we have. And it's just doing an incredible job of leveling the playing field, Jeff. Small business owners have capability, processing power, connectivity today for you know, just a few shekels compared to what, you know, years ago only big companies had, if at all. Right. And that's a very exciting time. But now, a lot of people would look at me and call me a gearhead until they saw you, Jeff. And then they say, "Blasingame, you're a Luddite compared to Zabar." Tell us about the gear. Let's peek into your purse there, Jeff, and see. Tell us what kind of gear you've got in your man bag.
Well, the thing, it's all the stuff that I'll be bringing when I leave town this weekend. When you look at I have this really cool Oakley. It's really just a backpack, but it has lots of good pockets with places to put things, so it works really well. I have my, excuse me, it's a laptop bag, yeah, essentially.
It's a high-tech bag.
A high-tech bag, exactly. So it has all my gear. It has places for the gear. So, you know, sort of a place to put your stuff, as George Carlin kind of said. You know, so one of the things I always carry is, aside from my tablet computer, my Verizon MiFi card, so I can connect anywhere, because my tablet, for example, is not 3G or even 4G. So I have the MiFi, so I can connect from anywhere. It's just a little card that you turn it on. It gets an internet connection. You log in. Up to five people can at once. But some of
my wife has one of those. Yeah,
yeah, you know, some of the lower tech stuff that I carry. For example, I have a Targus. It's a power strip, and it's portable. It's small.
I need one of those.
They're really cool because I can get four. It has four ports. For, you know, plugs for me to charge things. So it's like when you go to the airport and you see a bunch of people sitting or hovering around one outlet on the wall. You put this in, you become the champ. You know, everyone wants to plug into your outlet. You can charge multiple devices. It's small enough.
You could meet girls with one of those things, couldn't you?
I can meet girls. I could even introduce those girls to my wife.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it'd be a beautiful thing. Another thing I'm always carrying.
Do you have the Bluetooth earpiece microphone things?
Yeah, I do. I carry one of those.
You hang it off of your ear?
I generally don't when I'm walking, and so I don't use it when I'm talking on the phone, like walking around and stuff. I use it when I'm stationary and I need my hands, like, to type notes.
You're not one of those people when you first see them, you think, well, they're ready for the loony bin. They're talking to themselves.
Yeah, like Lieutenant Uhura. You know, they kind of look like her from the old Star Trek days. No, I mean, I'm beyond saying it's obnoxious. I mean, it serves its purpose, but it's not for me. I mean, generally, I don't like having the phone next to my ear and having those radio waves charge straight down the canal into my brain. I generally hold the phone. I put it on speakerphone, and I hold it, as long as I'm not in public and obnoxious about it.
Take it off the meetings. Have you ever gone to a meeting and somebody sat down and had one of those in their ear, even though they weren't using it, that little blue light was flashing at you?
And it sort of puts you into a trance, and then you look.
Well, you know what I do? Unless they're the customer, I ask them to take it off.
Yeah, you know, it can be kind of obnoxious. But again,
if
like
the customer,
I said,
if they get two of them, I don't care. You know,
exactly. So you know, the bag, like we said earlier, the bag is packed. My laptop bag has all the goodies we need. My laptop, frankly, never comes out of it because I have my desktop. I have my tablet for using around the house. So the laptop stays in there all the time. I have a cable lock, which is something that I always take with me, and that way I feel comfortable even leaving my laptop exposed in my hotel room. I lock it to a fixed object like a lamp, you know, a big lamp, right, or even the chair, or the you know, through the chair or through the table, not around
that
the table
leg. That way they get the computer and the lamp, right?
And they get the lamp. It's a twofer, exactly. So
why don't you convert to a laptop permanently for your computer and go to a docking station with a monitor?
Well, I will, but at this point my computer's not that old, and so don't trust me when I say that I've considered the implications of having one device, considering all my data.
I've been doing that for years. Folks, if you do any traveling at all and you need to have all your stuff with you, think about a docking station for your computer. They make one. Every computer has one. Every company has one. And then connect to, you know, the monitor and a keyboard and a mouse, if, you know, whatever you got, you can connect that. And I've been doing that for years, Jeff, and it's handy. It's very handy.
Yeah, you just grab your laptop and you go. I mean, the one thing that I have that's similar is in the sense that I use an online backup service. So I just access all my data from the cloud, and then I can, if I update it in the cloud, when I come back, it syncs back to the desktop. So it's kind of the same thing, where my hard drive is wherever I go as long as I get internet, where what you're doing is regardless of the internet connection, you can stay connected and have all your data.
Or irregardless either, right?
Irregardless or regardless.
Give us that website again, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Have a great trip, but try not to be too obnoxious with that Bluetooth thing.
Bluetooth or no, I'm obnoxious as they come.
What does Bluetooth even mean? I don't understand that. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
In Norway, who brought the tribes together.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.